The UK is recognized as a leader in stem cell technology in part because the British government supports all forms of it. Experiments dealing with both adult stem cells and those derived from human embryos can all receive government funding. It's also home to its own stem cell bank, a distinction it shares with Wisconsin. Lord Naren Patel says that's part of what makes Wisconsin and the Y Cell Institute in Madison an attractive partner.
We have heard of the strength of Y Cell and stem cell research in Wisconsin and in Madison. And we wanted to know, I wanted to know, I'm on a learning trip to find out exactly what the strengths are and how United Kingdom can benefit.
Patel and UK researchers are meeting with researchers at Y-Cell to see where they can work together. Y-Cell President Carl Gilbranson says one area they'll discuss is how to distribute the cell lines they each store in their banks.
Shipping stem cell lines overseas is no easy task, hoping that they arrive there healthy and able to be used.
This isn't the first time Wisconsin has received international attention for its work on stem cells. Late last year, a Norwegian company that makes equipment for stem cell researchers announced it's setting up shop in Madison. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.